You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods. I recently sat down with Southeast President Carlos Vargas for our monthly interview about events and issues impacting Southeast Missouri State. I asked the president about two reports of sexual assault on campus this year and how the university handles those situations.
Well, let me start by saying that I am personally terribly troubled by those assaults, and not only I alone, but everybody at the university, on the campus, the community is very troubled by that. So what we have done over the years and we currently have is in place a number of programs. First of all, I think it is important to say that if anybody is aware of any kind of sexual assault, that they should communicate it to somebody. You know, we have offices. The Department of Public Safety, of course, is one of them. The Campus Violence Prevention Program is another one. Counseling and Disability Services is another one. The Dean of Students Office, and also the Office of Student Conduct. So any of those offices is an office where somebody can report sexual assault. There's no time limit for reporting sexual assault, and so there's nothing that anybody has to worry about, anything related to statute of limitations or anything like that. And our highest priority, of course, is the well-being of the students on campus, and, of course, the community in general. Our programs and resources provide 24-hour support, so that's important for them, for anybody to know. And we do have a website that, and the university, we have the web pages that talk about sexual assault and give advice and recommendations to anybody who either may have been the subject of a sexual assault or anybody who knows about a sexual assault so that they can and report it. We have, we're very concerned. Clearly, one of the things that I would like to remind everybody and the students and everybody else is that they really should not engage in activities that may in some way lead to that kind of situation. In other words, nobody should be placing himself or herself in a position where sexual assault can happen. I know that sometimes it is impossible to know. That is clear. That is no doubt about that. But on the other hand, if there is a possibility to avoid the situation that could lead to that, I think it is important to do so.
We also talked about Southeast becoming a tobacco-free campus. At this point, opinions are being collected from different constituencies on campus.
What we have done is asked to, through the Administrative Council, we have asked everybody who is represented in that body to go back to their constituencies and ask for input and come back to us and tell us what their views are and what their feelings are. We just had this very last meeting in which we received feedback from different groups. This feedback was verbal at this point. So I am in the process of evaluating that looking at what else is it that we need to do before a decision can be made as to what direction to take with that.
We also talked about how Southeast compares with other Missouri institutions when it comes to being tobacco-free and how a smoke or tobacco ban could be enforced if enacted. We'll be bringing you that conversation soon here on KRCU, and we've also posted the audio on our website at krcu.org.